Welcome to Blue Christmas, a special episode here around the global campfire for any of us who are alone, any of us who are overwhelmed, any of us who are blue and facing the hardships of those emotions and feelings that can become even more at the holiday times. Even in a room full of joy and people and festivities, maybe we feel it there, or maybe we literally are all alone. This is for us to not be alone, to take a few collective moments together, to have solidarity, to not be alone, to have someone, somewhere here together. And maybe as you listen to this, you can imagine the actual reality. As you listen, someone in the world is also listening. And they are thinking of you, and you are thinking of them, though you may never know it, may never meet. These moments, we are not alone together. I'm Brian, along with my wife Jill. I mean, we understand. And so this is for us as much as it's for you. Do not be alone in pain, anxiety, depression, shame, guilt, regret, remorse, grief, and deep, deep, deep longing. So very slowly over the next few minutes, we're simply going to pray some prayers, read some poems, and the lyrics to some carols that can allow us to enter into the actual feelings that we feel that everything around us is telling us we have to suppress them, stuff them down, put on our game face, smile through it, power through, press on, because this is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. And it is. But there's cognitive dissonance in the fact that we don't feel it always. So may you take this time to reflect, but may this be part of not being alone in it. And so we pray. God who sees, some of us are home alone. Some of us are lonely in the middle of a room. Meet us where we are. Quiet the voice that says we don't matter. Make space in us to receive care, and make space around us for real connection. One honest conversation, one safe friend, one gentle beginning. Amen.
A carol. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King, the world in solemn stillness lay, to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds, the blessed angels sing. Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. O ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. O rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing.
A poem. The lights come out too early this year. They flicker against the dark like a question no one asked. Every window glows with belonging. Every song insists on joy. And I rehearse the smile that keeps me from explaining what I no longer have. The chair is empty. The phone is quiet. The name I don't say aloud still echoes in my chest. They say this season is about hope, but hope feels heavy when you're already carrying grief. So I sit with the lights turned low, letting the darkness stay honest, trusting that even God does not rush the wounded toward celebration.
A poem, The Loneliness of the Table. There are plates for everyone except the ones who didn't come. We don't move them. We just pretend the table was always this size. Conversations circles safely around weather and recipes, never touching the names that changed everything. I pass the bread. I swallow the ache. I wonder how many others here are also pretending this is enough. Loneliness doesn't always look like emptiness. Sometimes it looks like company that cannot reach you. And still, I stay, because leaving would hurt more.
Thank you.
prayer for estrangement within families. Faithful God, this season speaks of family and togetherness, yet many of us carry distance instead. Parents and children estranged, siblings divided, marriages fractured. We bring you the ache of separation and the sorrow of unfinished stories. Be near to those who feel they no longer belong. Shelter us in your presence when home feels unsafe or lost. Amen.
A prayer for those who feel lonely, depressed, or hopeless. Holy Spirit, breathe compassion where hearts feel empty. We pray for those who feel lonely, depressed, or hopeless, especially those who cannot imagine change. Give support that is concrete, mercy that is steady, and renewal that is real. And make us a people who notice, reach out, and stay present. Amen.
Carol, in the bleak midwinter. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago. Our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, a breast full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him whom angels fall down before, the ox and ass and camel which adore. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? I will give my heart.
Prayer for those living with depression or emotional darkness. God of mercy, we pray for those whose days feel gray and whose nights feel endless. For those living with depression, numbness, or despair, be near. When joy feels unreachable and energy is gone, remind them they are not failing at faith. Surround them with care, sustain them with presence, and keep them through this night. Amen.
A poem. December comes back every year, as if nothing happened. As if trust wasn't broken. As if memory resets with the calendar. But my body remembers, but my mouth won't say. The lies. the way reality left without warning. They tell me forgiveness is the gift. They don't tell me how much grief it costs first. I am not bitter. I am injured. There is a difference. So if I move slowly through this season, if joy feels distant, know this. I am still choosing life. Just not pretending the wound has already healed.
Prayer for broken relationships. God of mercy, we bring you the relationships that are strained, broken, or silent. Some wounds are fresh, others have lasted years. We grieve what was lost, what was spoken in anger, and what was never repaired. Where reconciliation is possible, give courage and humility. Where it is not, give peace, protection, and rest. Hold us in your love when the people we love are far away. Amen.
A litany for betrayal and loss of trust. God of truth, some of us have been wounded by those we trusted. Hold us in your steadfast love. When promises were broken and trust was shattered, hold us in your steadfast love. When apologies were absent or incomplete, hold us in your steadfast love. When forgiveness feels impossible or premature, hold us in your steadfast love. Heal what has been harmed, guard what is tender. Restore us in your time, not ours. Amen. A benediction. Blessed are you who dread this season. Blessed are you who have lost more than you can explain. Blessed are you who sit in the back or stay home altogether. You are not failing faith by feeling what you feel. You are not broken because joy feels far away. May the night be gentle with you. May sorrow not shame you. May God sit beside you without correction or demand. And may this season hold you exactly as you are.